It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Summer camp, it's more than a vacation. It's a place where a child can develop independence, new skills, and abilities, as well as new friends. It's also a place that can encourage an appreciation of the outdoors, foster a spirit of teamwork and cooperation, and more. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of summer camp. She joins us now by phone. Rebecca, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Well, it's nice to be here, Paul. I hate to say that we're in the snow right now, and it's tough to think about summer camps, but that is what we're doing, Paul. Okay?
Right. Well, I'm thinking there probably are a lot of people, Rebecca, who are saying, what? Summer camp already? How can that be?
Right. So here's the key. You really do need to think about signing up for summer camps now, even though it is snowing outside. Just pretend it's not. Just put a, you know, put some sunglasses on and let's go forward, because really summer camps do fill up really quickly, and it's really important that you choose a summer camp that's right for your children and even for yourself. We're going to talk about some adult summer camps as well, Paul.
Okay, adult summer camps. I'm ready.
You're ready. You're ready for that. So,
let me ask you this: are summer camps, are they big business? Is this a big business that we're talking about here? Because it seems that in this day and age, there may not be as many kids who go away to camp as there used to be.
Well, it's really interesting, Paul. It really is a big business. There's over 12,000 operating camps in the United States. We found about 7,000 overnight camps and 5,000 day camps. More than 6 million kids attend summer camp every summer, and it's a $15 billion industry. So,
Did you say billion with a B?
B.
Wow.
Big business, Paul. It's a really big business. So, and, you know, the cost to operate a camp, especially some of the overnight camps, is close to $1 million a year. So there are some serious dollars that are in this business, and I think one of the reasons is that more and more people are working. Children need activities during the summer. People want to make sure that their kids are active and continue education or artistic endeavors. And so there really has been a big push to lots of varieties of camps, too, which is great.
And what are some of the varieties?
We found so many great camps just in the greater Pittsburgh, southwestern Pennsylvania area. We found a huge number of camps, unique camps from inventors camps to chess camps to rock climbing camps. Actually, there's over 50 official camps in this greater area, and they come in a variety of different formats. You can do half-day camps. You can do full-day camps. There are residential camps. Certainly, the overnight camps are a little bit pricier. There are private camps. There are nonprofit camps. So there's a big variety for people to choose from, and I think it's a great opportunity for kids to really get out there and do something they don't do during the regular school year.
And why the specialization? Do we know why that is?
I think it's really important now because people, as we all know, that activities have become very niche. So, and I think camps are following that trend. And so when we started to look at different programs that were available, we found the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project, which is for young writers who are looking at doing creative writing at grades 4 through 12 in fiction and poetry and nonfiction. And these are kids who are really passionate about writing. We found a chess club that's run by a chess master, and he sets up a chess club, which kids can do. The Heinz History Center does an ambassador camp where they help kids solve and do critical problem solving. So there are opportunities in that area, which I think is great. Then there are arts and performance camps. Now, you know, of course, for all of us want to be actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
You can really do something great along those lines. So there's theater camps. The Carnegie Museum of Art has a half-day camp where you can do lots of visual and drama and arts. Chatham University has a music and arts day camp where you can do lots of different music camps. Falling Water, listen to this, Paul. They have an architecture camp, which is a week-long high school residency program, which lets kids explore and look at the Frank Lloyd Wright ideas, how he really developed organic architecture. And they live right around that whole area. So that's a really great submersion. I think that's very cool.
That sounds very, very cool.
Yeah, I know. You want to sign up? You can.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm the last person you want to design a house. But you know, for those that are interested, I mean, why not spend time when you're out of school focusing right. on the thing that you are really passionate about and want to do in life.
Absolutely. And then what I think is also really important is there are a number of special needs camps that are available for children that have special needs. So from Camp Achieva, which does mental, physical, and developmental work with kids who have those disabilities. There's a camp called Huff and Puff, which is a special four-day overnight camp for kids who have asthma. That's really important. And so when some of these camps provide very special services, there's a Camp Can Do for kids who have had cancer treatment. So I love the idea of some very specialty camps that can address some of the issues that children have.
These are some of the really unique camps that
research. Yeah, which is great. There's a computer camp, too. So kids really want to get into computer use and desktop publishing and database construction and web design. There's Camp Fitch, which is a computer camp. So that might be their passion as well.
And are there – well, there are those who feel that kids are too connected to technology. Are there any camps, Rebecca, that you found in your research that totally – unplug, whether it's kids or adults, that totally get you away from the computer, away from any kind of electronics?
Well, it's really interesting. My son attended Interlochen Music Camp, which is in Upper Michigan, and they were required to turn in their cell phones. There were no televisions. There was no Wi-Fi. It was all music all the time. Now, I know there were some kids who were very resourceful and figured out how to get to that electronic stuff, but in general, that was the rule. And I think more and more, if we can do that and let everybody shut down, it's probably a really good idea.
Yeah. Are the kids at all, do you get the feeling that they're resistant to it, or do they kind of, after a while, buy into the idea?
Yeah, I think they hesitantly, and finally agreed that they actually liked it. I think they think it's pretty cool after the first few days were a withdrawal, you might say. So,
yeah, I can only imagine what that's like. We're talking with Rebecca Harris, who is our regular business contributor, and she's also director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. We're looking at the business of summer camp, and you may be looking out the window thinking, why are they talking about summer camp? But here it is, the middle of April. It's actually tax day, and before you know it, the kids will be getting out of school, and you really have to plan this stuff out now, right?
Yeah, you really do. You need to get, you need to really do your research. You need to sign up if you need to put down deposits, because a lot of the camps that you might be interested in are going to enroll. They probably have open enrollment now, and they will fill up. So it's really important to take some time if your child hasn't gone before to look at this and see what the opportunities are. And there are a lot of them. We have listed a number of different sites, web links on your website, Paul, and so people can go to your website and check those out as well.
Now, are there camps for adults, for people,
yes,
for older folks? There are?
Yes. And I think it's really a great opportunity for, those of us who really need sort of the stress busters. And really one of the reasons that these have developed is that with the demands and stress in everyday life, camps for adults are becoming very popular as an antidote to workplace stress. And whether they're week-long or weekend, you can really spend some time reevaluating priorities, meeting new people, changing environment, breaking away from sort of that modern world. And so,
now, are we talking about camps in the traditional sense of camps as we envision them, or is this like a Club Med thing? I mean, what are we talking about here?
We're really talking about camps. Now, most of them center around specific activities. So we found a chess camp for adults. We found an opportunity for people to go to the Poconos, who are adults, and do some race car driving.
Now you're talking.
I'm liking that. Right. There are a number of adult camps that are writer's workshops. So if you're a writer and you really need to do a writing submersion for a week, you would go to a writer's workshop. Music camps for adults as well. So these really are specialty camps, but it gives adults also a chance to really unwind and get out there and have a chance to really look at some different opportunities for themselves.
Are there other ways that people can get involved in the summer camp business? Let's say you have an idea for some kind of special immersion camp or some specific focus and you want to start that up. How do you do it?
Well, so the most important thing is, I think if you have an idea for a camp, you need to work in a camp. Adults, they're always looking for volunteers. They're looking for employees. The number of people who are employed in camps is huge. It's over a million people during the course of a summer. So that's a very important way to get involved. If you're interested in investing in a business, there are some very well-run camps that you can look at as models. You can explore investing in a camp as well. That takes a lot of time and effort, but certainly I would recommend that people get some experience actually working in a camp.
Are there more liability concerns with regard to camps these days, especially when you're talking about supervising children, you know, anybody who's not an adult?
Yeah, I think that that's probably true, and it's just risen in general with the liabilities that are out there in the population in general. So I think that's a big part of what you would have to look at in terms of owning a camp and running a camp are your liability coverage. Absolutely.
We have been talking about the business of summer camp, and now is the time to sign up, according to our business contributor, Rebecca Harris. She is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, it is April, and it is snowing or has been outside, but you have warmed our hearts with all this talk of summer camp.
You're kind, and everybody get out there and start signing up. And adults, you have an opportunity as well.
Thank you, Rebecca. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you so much, Paul. Take care.
You too. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow on the program, we will visit with Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik and look at what has happened in the year since Pope Francis took over at the Vatican. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.